I still don't believe that 150,000 thing. That seems like total bananas wrong to me. That's like 400 a day.
Wait, how many?
Well, think about all the people in construction.
That is true. They would be the painting. Least likely to get into a ladder accident.
Like they know. Painters, construction workers.
Think about all the stupid homeowners who think they can do it themselves.
Oh, that's probably what it is. Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homes. A
lot of dads.
A lot of owners.
A lot of dads with mouths full of nails ascending ladders. I bet if they factor in people having mouths full of nails and screwdrivers, most of it comes from.
I don't know that people are putting a screwdriver in their mouth.
No, like if you got to screw something in.
I don't know what you're doing.
You put the screwdriver in your mouth. Not like long ways, but sideways.
How are you supposed to tighten your teeth?
Yeah.
Are your teeth falling out?
Here, I'll demonstrate on Sam right now. Here. Here we go. And just...
That's nice and tight.
Nice and tight.
Nice and tight.
Right.
Sure. Here, guys, we're talking about something else.
Here, now eat this apple. That's me giving it to you. With your tight teeth.
Damn, that is tight.
Yeah, you can't even hear it.
Well.
So, guys. I really hope the first 10 minutes were great.
I think everyone was getting excited quietly to themselves.
Also, Brennan, why didn't you text me like, hey, I'm here, bro, don't worry. Because I sprinted here.
The show starts at 8
o'clock. Yeah, but like, because you're always late.
But I'm usually like 1 minute late, not like 10 minutes late.
Nah, whatever.
Whoa, drama. No,
Tune in next week.
I should have just texted you.
I thought you were going to, because I got really worried that you weren't here either.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Because they were like, help us. And I didn't have any word from you.
I figured, why bother responding to a Facebook message if I could just go talk to him in person by opening the door?
I don't know, so that your co-host doesn't have an aneurysm?
I didn't want you to have an aneurysm attack.
That's an aneurysm heart attack.
I thought that was an aneurysm, but with a thumbtack.
No.
That's a tech.
No,
it comes loose from your teeth if you have them improperly tightened.
Yeah, for real. Everybody get your teeth tightened. Whitened and tightened. That's what they say about your teeth and your butthole.
Bruh.
That is horrible.
New slogan for the show?
No.
Point and tight.
Gotta go ahead and beat
for USA.
Your teeth.
Good for USA.
Good for USA.
Who's good for USA?
It's bloody good for the USA.
You are. Oh man,
it would be really nice if instead of saying like to your dog like who's a good boy, you're like
who's good for USA?
Who's good for the future of the republic? Who's good for the republic? Last night, speaking of dogs, you know those little dogs outside the in Jackson?
Yeah.
I ended up with a finger covered in guacamole, and I wanted to go give it to those dogs.
Wait, let's go back to that part of that story. Can you talk about that a little more?
Butthole. And then I.
Oh my god.
Gonna go talk to those dogs, and give it to them my finger covered in guacamole. And there's another guy playing with them. And then I showed up, and they both run over to me to start licking my hand. And they were licking it for like a minute and a half. And I felt really bad because the other guy was just waiting there patiently to play with the dogs. And I was like, oh, I came in with an unfair advantage, and I felt really bad. So I had to leave before they were done because I felt so bad for the other guy.
Sure.
But they didn't get all their guac.
Did you lick up the rest of the guac up your finger?
I did not. That would have been disgusting.
I'm sure glad to hear that, Josh.
It didn't really come from my butthole.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, good times though.
Dog guac, de guac, dog, dog, dog guac.
I kind of like. I like where this is going. Dog guac.
I think it's already gone.
Sophie, you finding anything amusing in there?
Oh, that one's really sad.
What is it? What's it about?
It's about.
Dead Cambridge bicyclist PSA.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that.
I'm from Cambridge.
Oh.
I know a lot of people who have been in bike accidents.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Let's not dwell on
it. I'm going to turn the page.
Yeah. Actually, I heard about this really cool, like, bike and car safety thing.
Oh, God.
Forget what, guys?
Brennan, just give yourself away. I don't have to.
Country it's in, but basically they...
I heard about a great safety tool. Okay.
All right. This is actually good advice. They started doing this thing where they say when you're getting out of your car, instead of opening it with your
the driver's side door instead of opening it with your left hand like you normally do, and just pushing it open to open it with your right hand, so you're forced to turn around and look behind you. So you don't open your door right into a biker.
Just a few simple tips.
John, that was a fun fact and a great tip, and I stand by it.
Safety measures. Comes from the Netherlands.
I think that's probably true, actually.
Brennan's favorite country.
No.
Good for Netherlands. Okay, I think this is about the time we usually would wrap up. The guy coming for the show after us. What's up wrong, Sophie?
Nothing.
Did you find another sad one?
No, this one's really relevant, actually.
What is it?
Not at my barbecue. Grill safety PSA. Summer is super time to cook so many kinds of tasty food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue.
Outdoor barbecue.
But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford.
Worst fire, terrible.
As well as other urban areas. Have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Porches? Put it outside on the ground. God.
No, like they don't. They mean like on your porch.
Listen up. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never ever leave it lit or smoldering unattended.
But who will come to my barbecue if it's not lit?
So Ken, I kind of like smoldering unattended as our show tag.
That's what I like to think good. Of
smoldering
myself.
And unattended.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, I don't think my dad pays attention to any of these grill safety rules.
Walter, if you're listening.
Whoa.
Make a change.
Save a life.
Walter.
Your son is pleading.
Whose dad among us grills the most?
Joachim.
Yeah, probably Joachim. That'll be my dad. Dad.
Is that?
Dad. Wait.
Dad?
Dad?
Joachim.
He's not listening.
Joachim Martin.
He's probably
a lot of grilling. I don't think my dad, I doubt, is the least, but it's probably not the most. I don't know. Do you guys?
I think Sam, my dad's probably the least. He doesn't grill a lot.
Okay. Sam, your dad grills some.
My dad is partial to grilling. He's a fish kind of guy. Fish and charcoal.
I can see that.
Okay. So he might be second most. My dad might. Matt, how much does your dad grill?
Not really that much.
Yeah,
what about your mom? Any mom grillers?
No, not really.
My mom doesn't really grill.
We just boil all our food.
Okay, sure, sure.
My mom keeps a grill on her porch.
Throw in the boil.
Just throw those.
Fun fact.
Throw those in the boiler.
My mom grills. Both my parents grill.
She's on borrowed time, apparently.
Yeah, for real. She's just a smoldering mess waiting to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom.
Unattended.
Yeah.
This is so crazy for me to say we should end the show. Considering it's now 9:08.
Well, okay, but if who's I forget.
I got stuff I gotta do, man.
Okay, well you can go then. All right. All right. Fine. We're gonna end the show. Do people have anything they want to plug?
We'll
any
pick up with grill talk next week.
Any other anything's upcoming? I know the TFL show is next week.
Yes.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
9:30.
9:30 in Barnum. I'm pretty sure.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tickets needed. Just show up.
Yeah. It all is right. Free.
Yeah. Gentlemen's party before.
Ooh.
That's a tradition. I'm trying to continue. Sam, Matt. No, I started it last semester. So it's continue now.
Sort of.
It was great.
If I could keep a straight face while doing it, I would plead for people to have a safe and alcohol-free Halloween.
You kept a pretty straight face during
that.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I guess it was theoretical when you said it.
It was entirely theoretical.
If I were
to actually do it, I would actually just break down.
Do you have any things you want people to come to or see of yours on the internet?
John doesn't like to use the word plugs. Do you have any plugs?
Well, I don't know if everyone... I don't know if that's universal jargon.
Yes.
Is it? Thank you, youth correspondent.
Yeah, I don't do anything. So,
cool. Yeah,
if you see me at Tufts, just say hi.
Great plug.
Just go, hey, what are you guys? What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about? What are people saying?
I'm plugging me.
Ah, gross. Oh, great.
All
right, we really gotta wrap up. Matt,
I plug in. Come to my roommate's house. He's never home. All right.
Okay. Brennan.
Have a good weekend and week.
Okay. And then.
And make good choices.
For me.
They passed me by.
Come on Friday night starting at 8, come to Crafts House. You can see my new band play.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. yeah, I'll be fronting a brand new group, Pascal's Rager. And, oh boy, that's a philosophy
Occam's
joke.
Occam's Rager.
No, it's, no,
it's a better name.
No, Pascal's Rager is a better pun.
What is the pun on?
Pascal's Wager.
Oh, that's good.
An argument
right,
for
these.
Yeah, no kidding. It doesn't, whatever. It comes
that's really
us.
Funny. That's
we'll
really
probably
funny.
Play around 8:30. We're going to do some covers.
Sweet.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
Do some comforters.
All right, your mic is going down, son. All right. We're handing it over to, what's your show called?
Charlie MGH.
Yeah. Oh, yours is the other one I really liked. Okay. We're handing it over to Charlie MGH. Here's some Olivet's to tide you over for the minute it'll take him to plug his computer in. Thanks for listening to Electric Hour. No keys to be worked out here. Sophie Martin, Sam Kangerman, Stuart Brandon Carson, Jesse Marvel. Bye!
He loves don't need no beat. I can sing it with piano.
What's up, everyone? 917 on Charlie MGH. I gotta start waking up on time, but either way, it seems like, honestly, that was a really, I was coming in and they were all talking. They seemed to have a really good time, and I really like their shows, so, who knows? Maybe you kind of enjoy it when I, like, sleep in a little bit, but they are a great group of people. Anyway, 917, it is so cold outside. It is like 39 degrees outside. Today's a high of 46, low 34. So please dress appropriately, because right now I think everyone's starting to get sick again, myself included. But yeah, so that was Ego by Beyonce. We're just going to kick it off today, just to really chill, because I mean, I say that every week, but I feel like today is going to be even more chill. You know, it's going to be chiller. But yeah, all right, so let's see where we're going with this today. We're just gonna try to do some chill stuff right here.
Expect inside her new Balenciaga viral mask. made success. Now she rolls with Rockefellers. Survival of the richest. The city's ours until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound. But we don't feel like outsiders at all. Some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband at the altar. Survival of the richest. The city's ours until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound, but we don't feel like outsiders at all.
That was Compliment Your Soul by Dan Kroll, followed by New Americana by Halsey. So I think I'm doing pretty well on the chill side. Like, this is some pretty chill music, in my opinion. I mean, if you disagree, I mean, vote with, you know, radio stations and stuff, you know. But, just sort of chilling out here, 9:24. I don't know. So I took a midterm on Monday. Terrible midterm. And right now, I'm just kind of in a screw-it mode, where I'm just like, you know what? Like, if that midterm messes up my grade, I'm just okay with this. Like, it's all good. Screw it. So I got Civilization 6. All right, I was in a three-hour writing class. And I was so bored. I was bored out of my mind. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get Civilization 6. I'm going to finally get it because it came out for the Mac. So I got it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to play it right now. I'm just so, so, so bored. And I'm trying to play it, and it says I need to update my Mac. I'm like, all right, you know what? This will be no big deal. I forgot to update it before. It'll update in a second. And it took 40 minutes to update. So I'm sitting in class, in like a three-hour class that requires me to have my laptop. And my screen is just blank with the Apple logo, and it says 34 minutes remaining. And the teacher is like, all right, everyone, please, like, type out the activity, write it up, and, like, put it on Trunk. And so everyone's typing, and I have to sit there and tap away at my keyboard as if, like, I actually have a working laptop at the moment. So that was fun. Anyway, today we have actually something really interesting. We have a teach-in about No-On 2. Ballot question 2, if you're a Massachusetts voter, is regarding the cap on charter schools. Today at 7 o'clock in the Crane Room, there will be a lot of speakers talking about why one would vote no. And of course, if you don't know that you're going to vote no, then there's also a panel run by the Department of Education tomorrow at
6:30 in Cabot 205. This is a question to panel moderated by Steve Cohen. I'll be featuring a lot of different people, including some people in the charter school community. I'm not sure who else is going to be there, actually. But there's going to be a lot of people. It'll be really cool. And Steve Cohen is a really good professor here who really knows what he's doing. And he is pretty able to give that unbiased moderator position a lot of like push to it. And so I highly suggest you go if you're interested in that, because coming from someone from a state where ballot questions are not allowed, ballot questions are really cool. I got to fill out my vote. I got to fill out my absentee vote. That's what I got to do. You know what? This election, honestly, for me, has been like a movie where you know the ending and you just don't want to sit through it. But anyway, let's not talk politics here, because this is just a chill day. We're not going to get riled up about anything. We're just going to take a chill. Notice my voice is also like, I'm trying to make it more like, not sultry, but all right. So yeah, we're just going to, let me see. I need to figure out this show better. Oh man. I'm just going to try to find something. Let's go with this. Cool. See you in a bit.
But
we had The Temper Trap, Love Lost, followed by Heim. I've heard it both ways, but I want to think Heim, Running If You Call My Name. I was supposed to go straight into the PSA. I was supposed to be super professional, so I guess I have to play another song now. 9:35 here on a Wednesday. as you can see, things are falling apart as usual. Anyway, pretty much just always falling apart. Anyway, I mean, it's not that funny, I guess, if you think about it. But yeah, let's see. All these, like, explicit songs I can't play. Oh, man. That's why people get shows at, like, 12 a.m. Because that's a good time. But yeah. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. Why can I not get something that's just, like, chill? I'm trying to keep with the mood here. Or maybe not. Let's screw it. Let's just do this.
My first kiss went a little like this. And twist. And twist.
Well, my first kiss went a little like this. And twist. And twist.
I said, no more teachers and no more books. I got a kiss under the bleachers, hoping that nobody looks. Lips like licorice, tongue like candy. Excuse me, miss, but can I get you out your pants? In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips, got you on my lips. At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it. She won't ever get enough, when she gets a little touch. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say, ooh.
Kiss went a little like this.
I said no more sailors and no more soldiers. With your name in a heart tattooed up on the shoulders. This is like whiskey, it gets me drunk. And I wake up in the morning with the taste of your tongue. In the back of the car, on the way to the bar, I got you on my lips, got you on my lips. At the foot of the stairs, with my fingers in your hair, baby, this is it.
Went a little like this. And twist. And twist.
Yeah, she won't ever get enough. Once she gets a little touch, if I had it my way, you know that I'd make her say. If I had it my way, you know that I'd make a say.
Trying to find a good PSA. Okay. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Sorry about that, just trying to find a good PSA. As you know, I only bring you the best in PSAs. So that was 3 featuring Kesha, My First Kiss. 9:40 here. We got 20 minutes left to just, you know, we're chilling. I was supposed to find another song then, but I kept trying to find another, what do you call it? PSA. So here we are again. Anyway. New England weather is crazy. Could you believe like a week ago we were having like 70s, 80s, and now we're in the 30s? It's a little much for me. I just don't know what to even like. My body is so confused. Then again, it always pretty much is. Let's see. Here we go. I need to get my life together. I'm trying to find songs that are like chill. I think that was a okay one. It was alright. But yeah, it's like, man, what am I gonna do? I'm going through my old playlist, like this won't work. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. I gotta mute that tab. Let's try this.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't know my name.
I was listening to this Australian show. Well, I was watching this Australian clip, and what they did was they called someone randomly and said, "Hi, I am about to go in for a job interview, and I put your number as my reference. If they call, could you just tell them that I'm fantastic?" And the guy was like, "Okay, yeah." And then like 10 minutes later, he gets a call and he's like, "Oh yeah, we just interviewed this person and you're the reference. So tell me about them." And they're just like, had to make up the spot on the spot. They're like, "Oh yeah, they're so good at what they do for our like sports team, and like we play the sport, and like they're so good." And the guy was like, "Really? You never said anything about them?" And like, no, he's really good at it. And I was listening to this other show. I was listening to Elvis Duran in New York, and they did this thing where like they were like, "All right, at this moment, we're just all going to start laughing really hard, and everyone's going to start calling in and saying that that was the best moment in radio history, and anyone just tuning in will feel like they missed out." So yeah, it was hysterical. Anyway, what I'm playing for you right now is not an ad. It's an SNL skit, and that just always makes me laugh. So it's not an ad. It's not an ad.
Beautiful, strong, gorgeous at any size. You're a woman, and you deserve clothes that fit and flatter. You are confident.
So confident.
Prove them wrong. You rock
it. I rock it.
You rule the world.
Hell yes, I do.
That's why you shop at Junk. We know what women want. You want to be glamorous. We know not every woman's a runway model. That's why Junk offers sizes 2 to 28. You're a queen. You're a goddess. You're Junk.
It's a toe chonk.
No matter what size you are, you'll still feel chonk.
No.
We're the only store that accepts your unique body.
Unique?
And try our tween girls department.
Lil. Okay, no. I don't want this from you. No.
Chonk, chonk, chonk. Got one more chonk. And that's your ass.
And for the guy in your life, visit our men's store, Normal Clothes.
Well, I'm sure it fits me.
Me too. I got everything I needed.
Yeah, no problems here. Sweet.
Every woman's a dog.
All right, yeah, so that just made me laugh really hard, like, when I first time, and honestly, every time I saw it. There's also this clip I want to play for you. It's a bit loud, so I'm going to turn down the volume, but there was this fireworks show that was planned in San Diego in 2012. They planned a 17-minute fireworks show, and it all went off at once. So here we go. And so right now, like, the sky is so bright, it's like daytime. Alright, so it just ended, and that was supposed to be a 17-minute long fireworks show. Just, like, look up the video, it's absolutely hysterical, and I probably shouldn't be playing videos right now on here, but I just, like, can't help but, like, it's this stuff. I was watching this before I went to bed last night, and it's just, like, it's a good time. There's another, like, SNL song that I thought was pretty good. A lot of these just aren't that good. SNL lately hasn't been that good. Oh, here we go. This is a song they did that I rather liked. 9:51, by the way.
Sometimes the storm clouds seem dark. It feels like there's no hope.
But trust us, there's something out there watching over you.
All you gotta do is believe.
When I was 16, our farm burned down. Daddy took to drinking all over town. I raised my brothers in an old motel. Went from living in heaven to starving in hell. And then one day I heard a knock at the door. Opened it up and saw a boot on the floor.
It was a wishing boot, the wishing boot, the little black boot that makes your dreams come true. It was a wishing boot, it was full of food. When you're in need, just be in the wishing boot.
When I was young, nobody taught me wrong from right.
started stealing trucks by day and hooking by night. Went nowhere fast in a one-horse town. Shot a Johnny in Amarillo and they took me down. I was in jail facing 20 to life till the warden said there's a visitor who wants to say hi.
It was a wishing boot, a wishing boot. It paid my bill and bought me a new suit. Cause that boot could see the good in me. Next day by dawn it was gone.
It was a wishing boot.
I was working in the bar with my old dog Jake when the wishing boot appeared and I thought, this is a mistake. I walked up to the boot to say everything's alright. Then the boot pulled out a knife and threatened my life. This was not the wishing boot, it was a fake. Then suddenly my good old dog began to change shape. It was a wishing boot, the real wishing boot. The whole dang time that dog had been the boot. Wishing boot, beautiful and true. You're so much more than a boot.
You're the wishing boot. The wishing boot is a boot and it's there when you need it. Don't ask how it knows what it knows. Just take what it gives you.
And never.
All right, so I think this show's gone a new level of ridiculous. That was The Wishing Boot by SNL. And it's actually like a pretty good song, right? I thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't know about you guys. But yeah, it's 9:55 here on WMFO in Medford. Charlie MGH, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play us out with one last song. And this is from Civilization 4. But they did a live version for Civilization 6, and I just can't stop listening to it. It's a really good song to study with, too, because it's super, like... I was about to say chill, and I was like, I don't know how if I want to say chill again. Let's see, where are you going to go? Also, let's see, did I announce the other songs? Yeah, we had Group Love, Ways to Go, Phoenix Lasso. Yeah, that sounds about right, okay. And this one is Baba Yetu by Christopher Tin. And this is a live performance that he did. But yeah, see you all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. 9:56, make sure you stay. Have a good one.
Baba yetu yetu liye binguni yetu yetu amina ba. Yetu yetu liye unjina la kuele tukuzwe.
Baba yetu yetu liye minguni yetu yetu amina. Baba yetu yetu liye unjina la kuele tukuzwe.
Utupele uchakula chetu tunatoitaji utusamehe makosa yetu kama wasi tunavyowasamehe wale waliotukosea. Usitutie katina majaribu lakini utokoe na yule mwovu wa milele.
Thank you.
chocolate la cetu tu na toy ta jiu tu sa me hey ma cosa yet tu hey come on si tu na voce me e vale io tu passea fusi tutti catina ma jaribu la kini
u toto hey na yule
Talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone.